You want Mr. Goff to come up first?
Do you need a copy, Hal?
Mr. President, members of council, I have an ordinance, proposed ordinance for you to just consider.
We got a bunch of them.
Not to be,
This is?
Additional, yeah.
Oh, this is additional.
If you recall, a few weeks ago.
Clean hand?
We began working on a couple of ordinances, one that would address the issue of building without a permit in the county, and another ordinance that would, change the fee for making an appeal to the building appeals board. Well, this ordinance has been born from that effort. As Mr. Stickles and Mr. Griffin and I discussed this, we thought that it would be a good idea to also include this ordinance in that effort. We call this the Clean Hands Ordinance. And if you go to the synopsis, it tells you that this ordinance would not allow anyone who owes the county any money for anything, pretty much, to apply for any sort of a land use or building permit on the same property that he owes money on until he pays that bill. So the synopsis reads, this amendment creates a clean hands policy that will require a property owner's monetary obligations to the county to be paid current prior to the county accepting an application from the property owner for any license, permit, approval, or additional service to the delinquent property of its owner or its owner. Without this amendment, the property owner who is delinquent in their obligations can file an application for zoning approval or variance, a building permit, or a building code review without paying the delinquent tax obligations owed to the county. So the idea here is to make sure we have collected our monies that are owed to us before we offer any other approvals on said properties. Just thought that you might think this is a good idea to be considered at a later date.
Maybe we got them. We got them? Bubba.
You might recall that the county had received a copy of the Kent County ordinance.
Right.
This was based on that, but it goes quite a bit further than the Kent County ordinance. It basically says that it would apply not only to any land use applications, but any other approvals such as building permits or building plan review. Mm-hmm. But we limited it only to the parcel that has a defaulted obligation. On the thought that if somebody owned 20 parcels and it should not be extended beyond the parcel for which approval is being sought.
Yeah, this is property specific, not owner specific.
Is there any legal justification for that?
Well, I think it's much easier to justify limiting it to the parcel for which approval is sought than saying he's got to pay something on a parcel where he's not asking for anything. We've got ways to deal with that if it's a delinquent tax obligation.
Good idea. Okay.
Sure.
I think you'd be more likely to get a challenge if he said he's got to pay 20 tax bills to get something done on one piece than doing it the other way around.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
If we want to modify it come public hearing time, would we have that option, or does that create ordinance that would not be permitted to be amended?
The guideline there is whether it's expanding it beyond something contemplated in the title, and the title doesn't have any reference to whether it's related to one parcel or all the parcels. So I think you probably could do that if you wish.
Does this spell out enough? I mean, all the areas of the county that, you know, with sewer, water, everything. I mean, all that, right?
Yep.
Doesn't have to spell out each type of cost.
It pretty much does.
It does. Okay. What part is that?
Well, in 10340A,
okay.
Prior to any agency or official of the county charged with evaluation and approval of any license or permit allowing the owner to use county services, That they will make all reasonable efforts to determine that no payments, actions, filings related to obligations due or requirements owed to the county remain incomplete or in violation of county requirements. So.
So it'd be any fee owed to the county, basically, even if it's.
Whether it's taxes or whether it's something else.
On that property.
On that property.
Right.
The next B, it says parcel owners who have taxes or other fees owed to the county must have written approval from the finance director indicating full payment of all taxes, assessments, or fees that are in arrears before any application for a building permit, building code approval, subdivision, rezoning, conditional use, variance, special exception, or county services can be accepted or approved.
Impact fees would be included?
Anything.
Anything.
Okay, and now, Bob, is there kind of a clearinghouse or that engineering and P and Z?
That's the finance director would do that.
I mean, is there one presently that we know on every parcel?
Mr. Baker would answer that.
We will ensure that at the counter, when they go for a building permit, when they apply for a building permit, that we can check to be sure that taxes are paid and sewer and water fees.
So you'll be able to go then to each department and cross-check it off?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You would be surprised that the people who are coming in here getting building permits and how much is owed in water and sewer is needed.
Oh, no doubt.
You do not have an ordinance for introduction?
No, I just wanted you.
We do, I would like to go through the one.
This is a proposed ordinance for you to consider.
Mr. Stickles?
Both these proposed today?
Well, the last one we just discussed is not being proposed for introduction.
Just discussion.
Just discussion for you to consider.
Giving it to you to look at, think about, it'll be on for a later date.
The agenda says it's discussion and introduction.
Well, if we have all these outstanding, Mr. Griffin just inferred that there's other means to deal with them. Are they being dealt with, or do we need to? They are.
We have lien. We do very well in collecting. We don't lose anything. We eventually get it. What helps us is refinancing. The banks require. We do very well in collecting. All our money is protected.
Primarily, that would be your county tax obligations, and there are means when that is a delinquent of putting the property up for sale. But usually it's dealt with by some other means, such as requiring that it be paid when a bank loans money. They want to make sure all obligations on the property are paid.
We have one property that I'm working with right now that has some bills that date back over a decade that we've stopped. They want to do something with the property. We've stopped that in lieu of they getting all those back bills squared away. And this would give us an ordinance that would allow us to make that official.
The mortgage companies have become very aggressive recently.
To the degree we're using this as policy, what you're requesting is that it be ordained through an ordinance.
Correct.
Right.
Well, in order to have the force of law, it needs to be an ordinance.
Okay.
Okay.
We've discussed it.
Do you have any for introduction?
No, I have none for introduction.
Okay, we have one that we passed down for introduction. But Mr. Griffin, will you go over that one?
I think that was discussed at a prior meeting of council about the North Bethany area. The second page, Exhibit A, would show you what the change in the amended language would be, where it defines a scattered parcel as 1/4 acre. That would delete that reference to 1/4 acre and substitute 1.5 acres.
Well, this was discussed by the attorney who was trying to get. He suggested this is the way so we could approve his rezoning to make it easier, to make it something.
It was
that
requested
could,
by
that attorney.
And it was requested by a councilman to put it into an ordinance form.
Which councilman?
Mr. Phillips.
When was that done?
I was not present at the hearing.
It wasn't done during the public.
I want this.
I was working on the budget. I was not here at that hearing. Mr. Phillips asked to have this put in an ordinance form. It was put in an ordinance form. It's put on the agenda. It says discuss it and
moved
introduction.
Moved along awfully quick. I mean, there's a lot of things out there. I'm just wondering how this got. Okay, let me just ask a question of Mr. Izzo. Relative to this, Mr. Izzo, this is to change things here to to make it easier for, you know, there's, the part I was concerned about, it says in the synopsis, is that there's more than ample sewer capacity in North Bethany. And we have this court case and other things. But my concern is if we have sewer capacity, some ample sewer capacity available somewhere in say, South Coastal, doesn't that ample sewer capacity benefit the plant and the outfall where other areas that we have been, we've exceeded capacity and or it's questionable we're getting at borderline because of different policy changes and other things. So would ample sewer capacity somewhere be of benefit in the long run?
Well, I'll say this. Post the 1987 and 1988 ordinance, we performed the South Coastal Area Planning.
I'm sorry, Mike, you better come up.
I'm not sure if this answers your question.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just curious because I don't like these kind of something like this that pops up from an attorney needs something so he can get a zoning change.
Yeah, we performed the South Coastal Area Planning Study in 1990. At that point, we were looking at the densities that were allocated by the Coastal Sussex Land Use Plan. And then when comprehensive plans were adopted later, a countywide comprehensive plan, in 2004, we performed the amendment to the South Coastal Area Planning Study. And what we looked at, again, was the 4 units per acre across the board. But then we also allocated the new 12 units per acre for the commercial zones. And we also had to go to each one of the towns because they have different zoning categories than what were in place back in 1988. So looking at that, I mean, the system overall is fairly well taxed. We're going to perform a hydraulic analysis on the ocean outfall alone to see what the ultimate capacity of that is. I would have to go look at these particular parcels in North Bethany and see what the impact is going to be. I don't know what this zoning ordinance, what will this zoning ordinance change for those parcels?
It'll change the definition of scattered parcel.
It was a quarter of an acre, and now it's making it greater.
Acre and a half.
So they would be exempted from, I guess, exempted. So an acre and a half, you could, at 4 units to the acre, if it could be an acre and a half, I guess, a commercial at 12 units to the acre. Is that a correct assumption? Can anybody tell me that?
This is strictly on in North Bethany. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it says. That's what it says, North Bethany.
Right, well,
that's what I kind of have to look at and plug in the numbers in our computer program. So any parcel that's larger than a quarter acre?
Anything that now it would go from a quarter acre up to an acre and a half. Right now, if it's a quarter acre or greater.
It just so happens that was what the application was that Mr. Byard, our past county attorney, had here in front of
it
us.
It was, as you may recall, the quarter acre thing came in through the settlement or resolution of the Green case.
Right.
And the argument was that since that date, that 500 acres of that land that may have otherwise been developed became park land. And I think it refers to the fact that the only undeveloped parcel now is a 19-acre parcel, which is now a subject of a 47-lot subdivision application. So there was no, I suppose the person who asked for this to be introduced thought that it was reasonable to change the definition of scattered parcel since we're not, there really is not developable land in that area that.
What about redevelopment? Where we see things being torn down like out on Route 1 outside of Rehoboth. Then you get, you know, they start looking at these commercial spots that maybe have a little dinky restaurant on them now, and the next thing you know, they've become redeveloped. How will that impact that? Because
I get if you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I know.
The only one I can think of is that restaurant right there in Tower Shores. But that's probably zoned commercial and has been for some time.
Oh, yeah.
And we have seen redevelopment in that area. There are some other properties that were zoned commercial beyond the restaurant itself, and they have been redeveloped. I guess what we would need to do is look at the impact of this ordinance and then report back to the council, because it's still not clear to me. If we're looking at a 19-acre parcel that's being proposed for 47 lots, that's less than 4 units per acre. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's no impact.
Well, possibly you might want to look at that and discuss it with Mr. Robertson. I think he drafted this.
Do you want Mr. Izzo to report to you before you introduce it for a hearing?
No, I'm comfortable introducing it, and I think that that information will be a vital part of the public record when we move forward.
At the time of the hearing. This would go to the commission. This would not go, well, I guess it would go to the commission first, right?
Okay, we'll get to work on it. And the thing I should mention is North Bethany pumps into the Bethany Beach system, which pumps to the regional pump station in Ocean View and then ultimately goes to the plant. So
basically, we're fast-tracking a developer's request to get something done so he can get that rezoning. Is that what we're doing here today, Mr. Phillips?
We are introducing an ordinance.
Could you clear that up for me?
We are introducing an ordinance. You can couch it any way you
want. Well, no, I mean, Mr. Izzo said he'd like to look at it, but you're still thinking that we better keep this moving because I guess the developer wants to keep it, you know. Is time of the essence with your friend? Is time of the essence with your friend, the developer?
You want the answer?
Yeah.
We won't be hearing this for several 4 weeks.
I think we're talking months.
4 months.
Well, go to commission first for a hearing, and then it comes to us.
Each 3 months.
Each of those has to be advertised for 2 weeks, so you're probably looking at 2-3 months.
It'd be nice if.
Excuse me. I don't think there's anything fast tracking.
No, the fast track is a developer wants this done, and we get it done. And all these things, a lot of these other issues, I've suggested. There's a number of ordinances out there. They're just out there, wherever it is, never land. But this one, boom, we get it going because Mr. Byard wanted it, you know, needed it. He suggested it.
You can characterize it anyway.
Well, it's obvious. It's obvious. Come on. No, it's obvious.
You'll give us a report, Mike, in the process.
I'll report
I guess,
back.
Because now you have to look at the North Bethany and see where the land's there and all that kind of stuff.
Mr. Phillips, are you officially introducing?
Yes, introduce.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.
Time for the Kramer report.